AI and automation can really change some of the way that we treat patients today.
We are now starting to solve, with our Insights products, some major data quality challenges in healthcare, leveraging the power of that medical dictionary that we've developed over the last 30 years.
Our goal is to find the best science out in the ecosystem and have it eventually be part of our portfolio where we can develop it, we can distribute it, we can get it into the hands of more patients.
In 2020, we all witnessed firsthand how essential science and technology addressed a major healthcare challenge. And while COVID was the largest and most time-sensitive issue we faced in a while, many more challenges and opportunities remain. I'm Josh Nelson, head of healthcare at THL Partners, and I'd like to introduce you to Healthcare in Action. It's a podcast that explores the developments and innovations transforming the U.S. healthcare sector, from cutting-edge technology to thoughtful approaches to patient care. In each episode, my colleague John Lang will interview business leaders and healthcare experts who are at the forefront of developing these models and innovations and driving patient experience, lower cost, and better clinical outcomes. Our series will take a deep dive into the ways that technology and evolving business models are improving healthcare outcomes and making the system better for all stakeholders. We'll look at how data and analytics can improve patient and provider experience, how the AI revolution is helping making clinical and administrative activities more powerful and efficient, and how the shift to new care settings is driving lower cost and higher quality. I also get to talk to some inspiring people who are redefining healthcare. People like Ivana Naimi Rad, the COO of IMO Health, who is helping drive better data quality across the healthcare system.
What's really exciting about where AI is going is the compute power that enables us to build some of these GPTs, these large language models, and really process our understanding of language in ways that we just weren't able to before.
Or Dr. Sean Gandhi, head of strategic partnerships at Pfizer Ignite.
We wanted to do something for the pandemic. We had that scale, we had that scope globally, but we didn't have a technology that we could turn around quickly enough in order to make a vaccine. And so we developed a partnership.
It's a series of conversations you won't want to miss. So be sure to subscribe to Healthcare in Action on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.